This is Pastor Bob from Bridgewater Church. In 1 Corinthians 1:10, Paul says he expects believers to be perfectly united in mind and thought. What does that mean? It doesn't mean uniformity. Paul celebrates the different spiritual gifts in the Church of Corinth. It doesn't mean avoiding issues. In chapter 15, he says, "Some of you don't believe we'll be physically resurrected. You're wrong." It also doesn't mean ignoring sin. In chapter 5, he tells them to kick a man out of the church for his behavior. So what kind of unity is he talking about? As followers of Jesus, our unity is found in Jesus, his teaching, crucifixion, and resurrection. If you're not following Jesus, then we're not united, and let's not pretend we can be. People can only be united by something or someone greater than ourselves. Make sure the foundation of your unity isn't politics, culture, or genetics, just Jesus. This is Pastor Bob, and you can find more Bible teaching at our website, bridgewater.church.